In New York City, long gone are the days of the nickel subway ride, very long gone. Last week, the New York Metropolitan Transportation Authority decided to raise the cost of a ride from $1.50 to $2, and in a blow to tradition, the MTA decided to do away with the subway token. Richard Hake of member station WNYC went underground to gauge the sentiment of New York subway riders.
Go downstairs on your right, wait for the 9.
Wait for the 9, okay. I don't have the token.
Losing the token will actually not be so traumatic for many subway riders. More than 90% now swipe electronic metro cards, but dropping the nickel-sized token will mean a part of city history will be lost. Edith Parker looks back to when the brass token was first introduced back in 1953.
And I remember when tokens were, I have small ones at home. Gosh, I remember when the subway was a nickel, so what can I tell you?
But some riders, like Sephora Gottlieb from Manhattan, won't miss them.
Subway token was a nice little icon when it existed, but I love the Metro card. It's so much easier. I don't have any nostalgia for the token.
Over the years, each time the fare was raised, the Transit Authority minted 7 different style tokens to stop people from hoarding and using slugs. And with their elimination, no longer will token booth clerks empty turnstiles with a bucket. This conductor, whose train was pulling out of the station with a loud squeal, says transit officials don't care about history.
Just the money. It pisses me off. Corporations just think about money. Bye.
20 million tokens are currently in circulation. Where will they go? Some will get melted down for scrap metal, and others will be made into jewelry. Anthony Reyes runs the gift shop at the New York Historical Society.
We currently have cufflinks, money clips, 3 different types of keychains, the charm bracelet, which is actually the nicest one. You get the most variations.
Souvenirs will be good only for nostalgia. For Kathleen Holzer from the Historical Society, much more will be lost.
To me, having our own token is like printing our own money. It's the coin of the realm. It's like being a city-state where you have something that only you use and everybody recognizes.
The New York City subway system will also lose some words closely associated with its history. The token booth and the token booth clerk will be terms of the past, not to mention the people associated with them. For NPR News, I'm Richard Hake in New York.